We're doing the Magid Midovna Sefer HaMidot. We're in Shar Ha'ava, Perek Asiri. We're in the 10th chapter of Shar Ha'ava. And the Magid Midovna had said that there is a love that's different than everything we described hitherto, and that is the predispositions that a person has for certain things. And the Magid Midovna then said that a person has to purify his love, because when a person begins his life, so he is firstly attracted to the mundane. And why is that so? So he said, the first reason is because when a person is born, he's like a wild animal, and it is his more base desires that guide him. And it's only as he develops that he starts understanding how to focus his love. And that's why he has a job to focus his love. A person's job in life is, one of his jobs is also to know how to purify, to hone his love. Omnam asiba sheinit baze. And now he's going to say a sentence which we'll only understand with his beautiful mashal that we're about to read. He says, the second reason that this is so is that I want you to know, ki ritzon abreit barach liot kol amidot mishtameshot be'anar lelo tzorech. Hashem wants us to have all these traits where when we're younger, we don't know how to use them correctly. Ach leman yimatzeh lehem makom el chaniyatam. But then later, we know where to camp them and where to focus them. And he'll explain this now. Be'ur hadava, meaning, kasher tireh minhag ha-socharim, if you look at a merchant, asher schoratam avanim tovot u'margaliot, they deal with jewelry, with gems, me'atei ha-kamut v'rabei ha-echut, jewelry and gems that have tremendous value, and they're hard to come by, they're rare. And you have to travel far away where you go and purchase it. You bring them here where they'll be used as jewelry to adorn them. So it's very difficult to actually bring it from there to here, because there's a long journey between the place where you buy these expensive jewels to the place where you're going to use them or sell them. And you buy a bunch of jewels, they're very small. And so they're so easy to lose. You buy a precious jewel, where are you going to put it? You're going to buy 15 gems. Now you have to travel 6 months' journey till you get back. It could get lost so easily. So what are you doing? So what people do is, the intelligent thing to do is, that when you buy it, you don't start transferring it as this little tiny jewel. But rather what you do is, you use it now. Meaning, you make it into something. You don't make it the jewel you plan on making it ultimately. You don't make it the ring or the earring or the adornment, Sefer Torah, or what you really plan on doing long term. But you do something else. You improvise. For example, let's say you have a sack. So you sew into the sack the different jewels that you have. Or you take a base of lead. Let's say you take a lead ring or a lead setting, and you put the jewels in that, even though it's cheap, and you're never going to use it. The idea is you're holding on to it. Now, if someone sees your sack, he sees you have this little sack made of jeans, and you sewed in all these jewels. So he looks at it, and he thinks you're crazy. You take, you know, imagine a person has a jeans pencil case like they sell here in Israel, and he sews in jewels worth $500,000. So you look at it and you say, what a cuckoo guy this is, right? But the truth is, it's a very smart thing he did. He has no intention to adorn the sack. His point is to put them in a place that they won't get lost. لمن يخال لهم لاويام بتخ لبيتوس, that he could bring them trustfully to his home. כי ביותם מחוברים על נושא הגס, when you connect them to something more crass, something bigger, יוכל לשומרו לו לכל מקום שהוא חפץ. Then you could bring them where you want to bring them. בהגיעו לביתו, אז יפרידם ויקחם מן השק ומן הבדיל. When he gets home, what's he going to do? He's going to detach it from the lead setting or from the sack. וישבץ אותם בזהב ובכסף, and then you'll put it in a gold setting and a silver setting. ויעשה מהם תכשיטים הראויים להתקשט מהם לכבוד ולתפארת. And then you'll use them to make the beautiful jewelry that you plan on using it for. Ken adaval. So this was all an allegory. Ken adaval. So far you understood? Guys, the mashal is simple. You want to transfer jewelry that's easy to lose. You attach it to something. You improvise. Even though you don't really plan on adorning that little piece of jeans with this jewelry, it's a way of attaching the jewelry to transfer it. And when you get to its your final place, you'll reattach it to where it belongs. כן הדבר כי הבורא יתברך בראת האדם לתורה ולעבודה. Now let's go back to the topic at hand. We're on a journey. When a child is born, he's headed for a certain mission. He has a responsibility to develop in Torah, to develop in his service of Hashem. והדברים העיקרים האלה, ההכרח להם אל מידות יקרות ומעולות. If you want to get these treasured things, if you want to get Torah, if you want to succeed in the mitzvos, so then you have to develop certain midot, certain traits. Traits that aren't easy to come by. לקשט בהם את העבודה, but they're what adorns the service of Hashem. כי מבלדי המידות לא יעשה דבר כי אם על פי הטבע. If it is not for our midot that we develop, if we do not develop a refined character, then we are crass like an animal. We're behaving with our nature. Well, our nature is pretty selfish. So what Hashem tells us is, you want to develop in Torah, you want to develop in mitzvot in the service of Hashem, you have to develop your character. You can't leave yourself the way you are as a child. A child is born, all he knows is himself. He's hungry, he cries. His diaper's wet, he cries. Anything that bothers him, he cries. All he knows is what he wants. He doesn't yet know how to give. Well, a person has to develop from that. He has to develop his nature. If a person doesn't develop his nature, he's always busy with keeping himself sustained. So how does a person develop in the service of Hashem? When he develops his traits. So Hashem gives him the potential and the traits. They're there in potential form from the minute he's born. So when a child is born, he doesn't have intellect. He doesn't know how to apply the traits he has. He's like a little duckling. So when is he going to develop the beautiful things that Hashem expects of him? Like the merchant. When is he finally going to use the jewels that he has? These jewels that he has, the midot that he has, are there to be used in the future. It's only as he grows. Then he has to develop, he has to understand, he has to become smarter. But there's a journey. כי כמה שנים וכמה ימים יעברו שאין בכוחו להשתמש במידות האלה ויוכל לעבדם ולבאר. He has a while before he could use the traits that he has in his potential. He might lose them. So you have a child that's born. He has within him potential for a lot of traits. Those traits are necessary to develop in order to develop in Torah. But as a child, he's not yet ready to develop those traits. So what does Hashem do? מי כחכם יתברך אשר מצא מקום על המידות האלה בנפש האדם באופן שלא יתפתלו ולא יבדו ממנו. Look at how smart Hashem is. Hashem gave us the capacity as we're children to apply our traits in a way that's crass, in a way that's inaccurate, almost like attaching the jewels to a piece of jeans. You have them, you're going to hold on to them, you're going to use them, like when you attach it to the jeans, and they won't get lost, and they'll be there when the time comes that you can apply them to the Torah you've learned. It's like detaching the jewels from the jeans and applying them to the ornaments you want. By the same token, you have the traits. So when a child's a child, what does he do? He loves chocolate. I have a daughter that loves chocolate. She wakes up in the morning. She climbs on the high chair and starts looking all around. Where did they put the sweets? She climbs the closets to see maybe they hid something behind that. She'll go into my wife's purse. She'll go everywhere. She's 2 years old. She's innocent. You know, nothing wrong. But she has determination. She has love. She has feistiness. She has a lot of important traits in life. Right now, she applies it to chocolate. You know, you come to change her diaper, she says no, and runs away. Okay. You go looking for her, she's hiding under a table, hiding in a corner. She has determination, she's a fighter. Very good traits. Right now she's using it to fight me, not to change her diaper. Fine, okay, good. It's good traits. It's good traits. You're not looking to kill those traits. Hashem created us in a way that as children, we use these tools, we use them for crass things. But later on, we're going to use them for good things. I had a guy who I sat with a few weeks ago. He told me his daughter is the biggest troublemaker in class. And she started a mafia. She has friends who are big, and she goes over to other girls and says, you can give me a piece of your snack, or I can have heavy talk to you during the break. So he says to me, she has such character, I can just imagine when she grows up, she could be one of those rabbaniot that gives lectures all across the country. She's got character, but right now she's using it to manipulate her whole class. Girls walk on tiptoes next to her because who knows what she wants. Okay, he's got a good eye. He's right. That's what the Ma'ariv Midvarim is saying. Hashem gave us the capacity as children to misuse, but to use traits so that they're there in our repertoire. As we grow, we will learn to apply them correctly. We need to have them. And that's why, he will say, and that's why we have to have the capacity to love. Children love. They love themselves. They love certain things. They love their mommy. It's always interesting, this relationship between mommy and daddy. You know, but okay. As time will pass, they will learn to refine these traits and apply them. And they'll have them. They're very important tools. Yes?
So I suppose this is a kind of this special ability we have to be stiff-necked people. We don't like, you know, when others tell us what to do. Well, after Mount Sinai, we didn't like what Hashem wanted us to do. But through the years, we didn't like also other religions what they wanted to do with us. And that kept our religion alive, in fact.
Sure.
So in fact, the one ability that we had as kids back in Sinai, and now we have raised it, in fact.
Yeah. It's a good example. היינו כי הוא יתברך עשה אותם ויכונן למו לפי שעה משפצות שבדיל ושל עופרת כלי אור עושה כי גם התינוק אשר אביו נעקם פניו עליו ומתיירה הוא פועלת בו מידת העירה וכוחה. He says, for example, when a child sees his father get upset, he suddenly learns what it means to have fear. ואחר כך כאשר יראה איזה הבל מן הכפתורים או חלקי נחל, הוא מתאבב וחומד שיתנו לו, משתמש בו מידת התשוקה. Then a child sees a pretty button, he sees an interesting stream, he says, I want some of that. Right? He learns what it means to want. That's one of the things, by the way, when they check that a child is developing, one of the things you check is that he connects to things. He gets upset when he takes something from him. Meaning there's an age that a child, if you take a toy, he doesn't get upset. He just looks for something else to play with. There's an age where a child gets upset. He feels like he has a possession. That's mine and you shouldn't take mine. And that's a stage in development. So he says, yes, that is. A person has to have desire, to have things that he wants. When a child starts walking, he wants a stick that he'll pounce upon, and then he rides around and says, this is my horse, as he jumps on his horse. And he likes that little horse that you make him. I don't know if you guys did this. I grew up on this. You take an old broom, you paint it with the hair, whatever. Yeah, that was our riding horse. He's so happy when he has his horse. He's so upset when it's lost. He'll get upset at someone who breaks it. And then when his little worn-out horse gets lost, he'll cry. He won't agree to eat. And you know what? All of these are important traits. And Hashem made all of these traits within a human being. Because all these traits will later be important traits, important parts of a really healthy personality. which he will later learn to apply. And right now, this is where they're camped, as he develops from the womb, from being born, till he grows up. And guys, this is maybe one of the most important lessons we've had together this year. This lesson in Sefer Hamidot, this is really a whole mahalach, a whole system in raising children, what he's giving us here. This is one of the most phenomenal pieces in the book, if you ask me. Because it trains us. Be'ezrat Hashem, you will be parents. And part of what you have to see in your children is that the traits that are annoying you now are not necessarily problems. It could be that's exactly what they should do. Sometimes I chase after my two-year-old and I'm frustrated as I do it. And I say to her, I say, Tzipora, you should be blessed. You're doing what you're programmed to do at 2. To me, it's upsetting. Yeah, I got to go to shul. I got to go do a million other things. I don't have a head for this. You know, you try to put on her stockings and she pulls away the other leg. No. Okay, she's learning to be stubborn. She's learning to have a mind of her own. No, she's not going to let you do what you want. Hi, a minute ago she asked you to put on the stockings. Right, but now she wants to show you she's boss. Okay, fine. It's healthy. It's healthy. Very often as parents, we're very tempted to do what's good for us. We have to ask ourselves what's good for the kid. Could be what's good for him is that he should know to do what's good for me. So what I tell her is, okay, I'm leaving. You don't want to put on your stockings now. I have other things to do. No, 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 put them on. You know, fine, okay. I don't have to dance around her fiddle. But I also have to know that there's nothing wrong with her. She's doing what she should be doing. That's her job. And so on and so forth. There are a million examples as a parent. We have to have that dual perspective. On the one hand, this might be a very positive thing that he's developing. Might be very good that he's having this sharpness or this stubbornness. It might not be good. Maybe I have to tone it down. But I have to think in the long term, is this a trait that's going to serve him well? Not just is it something that's getting on my nerves now. V'az yasir ha-pachot, and then when he matures, he will remove that which is unnecessary. He will remove the poor examples and he will put better things in their stead. Instead of loving his toy horse, he'll learn to love Torah, he'll learn to love other things. He will gather these traits, he'll remove them from the genes he attached them to, he'll remove the traits from the silliness he attached it to. Now he will make them a proper gold setting, they'll be holy to Hashem, to take each trait and apply it the way that's fit. And I want to challenge you at the end of this class. Think for a minute. How many things do you have in your own personalities that you never analyzed, that you grew up with, and they're still with you the way you grew up? And I'll give you a few examples. Let's take prejudice against Arabs. Did you ever think about it? Did you ever think about it? Sometimes people have a grandparent, their mom's, their dad's mother, who their mother hated. And so she kept giving them messages that she's a mean person, she hates you, she doesn't understand you. I gave that example purposely, because that's the mean mother-in-law, right? It's the mother's mother-in-law. And sometimes they never stop to think. I've applied a certain feeling towards this person. Have I stopped to think? Is that really right? I met this past Shabbos a person who underwent something which a lot of people undergo. His parents got divorced when he was young. He remained with his mother. And she explained to him what an evil person his father was. And he grew up that way. So for years, he knew his father is a terrible person. And after he got married, he was in his 20s, and his wife said to him, reach out to your dad. And he said, no, you know what type of person he is, he left me for ta 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 ta. And she said to him, try. And he insisted not, and after years being married, his wife finally convinced him. And to his surprise, his dad was a fantastic person who loved him, who never wanted to leave him. There's a beautiful story about a guy who went searching for his dad. Originally, his mother said his dad was dead. And finally, after more searching and everything, he found out that his father was in the army and he was stationed in England. So he finally called the American base in England, the American consulate in England, and he asked for his father's name. Where do I find Colonel Appledorf? So they asked him, are you Tommy? So he said, yeah. So he suddenly hears the man on the other end of the line. He says, Tommy, give me a minute. Your father's dying to talk to you. Just a second. And then he calls out loud and he says, gentlemen, Tommy's finally called. And here's a loud round of applause and everyone's laughing. And then his father comes on the line. Turns out for 15 years, every day his father was coming there and telling them, one day my boy Tommy's going to call. Make sure you pass me that call. For 15 years, he didn't know. The mother had taken the boy and didn't leave a mailing address. She switched states a few times to ensure that the father wouldn't know where the boy was. And the father always had faith that the boy would one day look him up. So for 15 years, every day he'd come by the consulate and tell them, look, one day my boy's going to call. Make sure you know to tell him that I've been looking for him. And after 15 years, the kid called.
You're trying to scare us.
I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you that here we sometimes grow up with concepts that we never develop. The Maim Nidovna says Hashem gave us a gift. We have certain traits that develop as children. When we grow up, we have to think about where to apply those traits. We have to think about where to apply those feelings. And sometimes we have certain things that are so ingrained in us that we never stop to think, is that really the way I should feel towards that? People sometimes grow up scared of dogs because their mother was scared of dogs. Hating snakes because their brother hated snakes. Not willing to touch fish because, ugh, it's fish. Did you ever try? Maybe you like fish. We have all kinds of, I give small examples, but there are big examples. And if every one of you will stop and look inside yourself, you'll have to ask yourself, is that really right? So my mother said you should never, not my mother, I'm saying someone's mother might have said, never forgive. If someone slighted you, you stick it to them. You, that's your honor. Don't give in. Is that really the way I should be behaving? Let's analyze every trait. Let's analyze who we are. And let's remember that Hashem gave us a gift, that we have certain traits, and certain feelings that are there from the time we're young, but it's our job when we mature to think, where should I apply those feelings? Where should I apply those traits?